Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. Every state in the union has a compulsory education law. If you inspect each state's verbiage on compulsory education, most sound something like this. Attendance is required between these ages, except in these circumstances. When they say attendance required, they mean attendance at a civil government school. So the default is that your child must attend a civil government school. In order to opt your child out of civil government school system attendance, you must prove to the civil government, their school board, that your situation falls within the statute. That could include how your child attends a private school, as defined by the civil government. That could mean how your child is homeschooled by someone certified, as defined by the civil government. So no matter how you slice it, you have to spend time and energy convincing the civil government that what you are doing is legal. There are numerous problems with compulsory school attendance. First, the civil government does not have the right to force you to do something, like attend a civil government school. Second, the state laws treat someone not in conformity with the laws as a criminal. This is harassment in disguise. Third, the burden should not be on you as the parent to convince the civil government you are qualified as a teacher or tutor. Fourth, the civil government has no right to force your child to associate with others. Fifth and finally, the civil government has no right to force a child to attend a civil government school because the civil government has no right to operate a school. And of course, you'll never hear that in a civil government school. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.